This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy holidays, my friends. Merry Christmas, 722 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You. Might as well air it out, get it off your chest, and feel better over the weekend, etc. All right? Don't carry that baggage around. You got to forgive. You got to let it go. But first, it starts by telling us what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is analysts and politicians on television misusing the term decimated. They constantly do that. Decimated is from an old Roman term, which means to remove one-tenth, and it was usually a punishment for a unit that had misbehaved in battle, and they were one out of every 10 men would be either beaten or killed or whatever. Anyway, it was punishment, and it was 10%. But politicians constantly say, you know, this tornado struck Hooterville, and the town was decimated. Well, that would mean that every, 10th building or whatever in town was destroyed. But they just use it wildly, in awkward situations that don't really have any relevancy to the term itself.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you. You're right. They interchange that with, like, wiped out. Mm-hmm. Or completely destroyed, when you're absolutely right. DESA,
yes.
That stands, or DECA, whatever, stands for 10. And, yeah, if you decimated the army you were going against, you basically killed or maimed like 10% of the army.
How ironic is it they use it for something to be totally wiped out when it's only 10%?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big contrast.
We
there.
Decimated ISIS. So you got 10%.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good start, right?
Yeah, but it is. Yeah, you're right.
That is
it
funny.
Is misused often. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I wish Trump would create a commemorative $250 bill for the birthday, but what's bugging me is related to the Claudio Valente case. First of all, I didn't even notice that there was a Salem in New Hampshire aside from Massachusetts. But secondly, the whole scene sounds very similar to Silence of the Lambs, where Hannibal Lecter instructed Jodie Foster to, you need to look inside yourself, where they ended up finding a body inside the storage area, and it just kind of sounds a little bit eerily similar to that, almost like it was all pre-planned.
Well, thanks for taking a creepy event and making it creepier by mentioning one of the creepiest movies that I have ever seen, although your synopsis may be correct. Yeah, we don't need movies anymore because we have real life awful things that are going on. Yes, I created a little confusion when I shared some of the story earlier because I have been in Salem, New Hampshire. It's not too far from the Massachusetts border, actually, and my experience there was just not a good one. I just got a bad vibe, and we did not stay there very long at all. And it just happened to be the place where this killer, the alleged killer, that killed the students at Brown and also the MIT professor, it's believed. And that's where he had rented this place in advance and made it like his little headquarters. And, yeah, I think he pre-planned his own demise as well. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I was reading into the case. It was a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, that Marion County had arrested a man in Marion Oaks for not registering as a felon. And he had killed a little boy in a home invasion who was 6 years old. And people wonder why he got out. Well, he was because he was not guilty of that little boy's death because of insanity. But he was convicted of all the other crimes of attacking the rest of the family. So here's my problem with it. If he's insane, then he's insane for all of it. If he's not insane, he's not insane for all of it. Ooh. I don't see how they can get one not guilty for the worst part, but guilty for all the rest. Because, you know, I mean, unless he was there for 5 hours, you can't say that, well, he was insane for 1 second, not for the rest. And that bugs me because it seems like nowadays juries are very uneducated and they are fickle. And they are swayed easily, and that really bugs me because there's some people out there that are not a jury of my peer, and I don't think they need to be on a jury. That's it. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks for bringing that to light.
Yeah, I'm
with you. And here's my thought. If you got off of a capital murder case due to anything related to insanity, then at the very least, you should be kept under lock and key in like a state like hospital facility, and of which you would spend quite a lot of time there before they say you're cured or whatever.
Because what if you have another moment of insanity that you're not guilty of?
Yeah, I
get that.
Yeah,
frustrating.
Yeah, if you're insane, you should be locked up.
Yeah.
If you're not insane, well, you should be locked up because you're guilty.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. If I was king for the day.
No, Trump's the king, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.